Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
David said in his word, "Those that are far from you will perish, amen. But it's good for me to draw close to God." Amen. That's my prayer. That's my desire, that God's people will just have a desire to draw close to the Lord, to be in His presence, to stay where He is. Amen. We are truly living in the end time days. I want to encourage you, listeners. I want to encourage my brothers and sisters. I want to encourage my fellow preachers, evangelists, pastors, apostles, and prophets. Amen. Let's keep it about Jesus. Keep it about Jesus. Go back to basics. Amen. Forget the fancy preaching. Forget the articulate words. Let's bring people Jesus. People are dying out there. Amen. My name is Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your word. And I just want to bring a short encouragement. I feel the spirit of prayer coming on today. I just want to give a short encouragement, a short exhortation. Amen. I want to talk about the harvest today. I just greet the Holy Spirit of God, without whom I can do nothing. Amen. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you and we thank you for this platform. We thank you and we praise you for each preacher, each evangelist, amen, each pastor, each minister, amen, each man of God and woman of God, those of a desire to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the listeners, amen, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, amen. Drop me an email, info@decisionsdetermindestiny.com. Kevin Treasure, you can find me on Facebook, you find me on Instagram, amen. I'm trying to, there's some seasons that we might go have in our life where we trying to have to now lock off sometimes some social media. I'm in that season of my life where God is saying, listen, I need you to hear my voice. So there's times where I'll be on social media, but there's some seasons, some weeks and some months where you just won't hear from me at all. And people may think, hey, you're not on social media no more. I am on social media, but there's some seasons where God will say, I need you to hear my voice. I need you to hear what I'm saying. A lot of people want to get involved in what this person's saying, what this prophet's saying, what this pastor's saying, what this preacher's saying, what this church is doing. You need to hear what heaven is doing. You need to hear for yourself. What is he saying concerning your life? Good listener, what is he saying concerning your life? What direction is it that he's wanting you to take? Amen. Listen, some of us want to get direction from here, there, everywhere. We've got YouTube, we've got WhatsApp, we've got Facebook, Instagram, we've got Twitter and all these things. And there's voices coming from all over. The Bible says there are many voices in the world and none of them without signification. But sometimes we've got to get still before God and get quiet before him to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, because God is always speaking. But listener, are we listening? Amen. God, I said, God is always speaking, but are we listening? So sometimes we have to get alone with God to get the new direction. Some of us, I may be preaching to myself, but some of us, like Elijah, amen, he's told you to go to the brook, amen, and that was that season, amen, and you've gone to the brook, and you've stayed at the brook, and you've been fed by people you didn't expect to be fed from, amen. Ravens are not someone that looks out for somebody else. Ravens are an unclean bird. They look out for themselves. They do not look out for other people. But he said, I've commanded ravens to feed you, and they brought in bread. We're talking about Elijah. They brought in bread and they brought in meat, amen, in the daytime, in the morning and the evening, and he drank by the brook, amen. So when God tells you to go somewhere, there will be provision. I don't know why I'm going here, I wanted to go somewhere else, but when God tells you to go somewhere, there will be provision. Mark my words, God is not a man that he should lie. He will not be held accountable to no one, amen. His promises are yea and amen. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And when he tells you to be somewhere, he will provide for you in that place. But the Bible says there came a time when the brook dried up. Someone say the brook dried up. And I don't know where you are, but if you're finding that the brook is drying up, where you have, it's just like something's just not clicking, something's not right. You're feeling, you're sensing God's pulling to pull you into the secret place, pull you in a alone time with him. And what he's saying, I need you to get alone with me because there's a new direction I want to give you. There's a new way. I want to show you a new way. God is saying there's a new directive. There's a new commandment I want to give you. There is a new assignment. Amen. There's a door that's open and I want you to be ready. The worst thing that can happen to any man or any woman, amen, is go into a place of preparedness, amen, without you being prepared. Or finding yourself in an assignment or in a new season without you ready for that season or prepared for that assignment. So God will say, listen, now is the time you need to come alone because there's a new directive I want to give you. I'm speaking, amen. We've just come into the Jewish year, I believe it's 5785, I believe so. But it's the year of grace, amen. It's the year of grace. And God is saying, I'm going to give you the grace to do things you could not do by yourself, amen. And God is saying, listen to me, what I'm about to do in this next season, you need to be alone with me. So you won't be surprised by what the enemy will try to do. Because the enemy has his tricks also. But God say, well, listen, when you're in the secret place, nothing he does will surprise you and you will be ready. So going back to the brook, he said, I've commanded ravens to feed you there. Where? There. I've commanded ravens to feed you there. But the Bible says, and after a long season, it came about the time when the brook dried up because there had been no rain. Now the ravens could still feed him. But God says, now it's time to arise because I'm sending you somewhere else. So listen to me. Yes, he could have still got the meat and the bread, but the water is important. What's the water represent? The water, the spirit, amen? So he said, listen to me. You may be getting the bread, which is the word, but God is saying, but the spirit of God is moved. It's moved from where you are. There is somewhere else that God is bringing you to. I may sound very prophetic in a moment, but I don't know who God is speaking to, and I wasn't actually going here. But God is saying, there's somewhere else that I'm bringing you to. Like I said, the ravens could have kept bringing Elijah food and bread, but he said, it's not about that. The brook has dried up. The spirit has dried up. The spirit has moved from there. He's saying the water's gone, but the word, I can still give you the word anywhere, but the water has dried up. Amen. The water represents the spirit. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So he's saying, listen to me. Now I'm going to move you to a new place and you're going to need to totally trust in me. Let me speak to someone. The next move of God is going to take faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'm going to say it again. The next move that God is going to do in your life, it will always be faith, but it's going to take great faith. Let me tell you why. He said, go into Zarephath. Now, Zarephath was Jezebel's father's homeland. Zarephath was, amen, Zidon, amen, in Zidon. He said, go to Zarephath. Why would he do that when they're all looking for him? They're all, and but he's hid right under the enemy's nose in Zidon. But how can you do that? But God, when God gives you a direction, always follow the voice of God. When God speaks, let me tell someone, the most mature and seasoned ministers of the gospel will know this. When God speaks, it rarely ever makes sense. And I tell people, God don't make sense, he creates sense. So when God usually speaks, it very rarely makes sense. One time when I was a young Christian, a very young Christian, I remember I was in a thing called a partner. I don't know if it's like a savings, what we have over here. What happened when many Caribbeans came to England in the 50s and 60s, they didn't really put their money in the bank. They got it together. So everyone would save their money over the year and everybody each had a hand. You may know what I'm talking about. It's like a savings. And I was in this partner with my wife and we was in this partner for long. It was our draw. We took the last draw and the draw was like something like 1,500, 1,400. It was in the draw. It was in how, put this way, we had a good 1,500. We was in our 20s back then. And we had so much plans what we're going to do with this money. We're going to say, okay, we need to buy this. We need to buy this for the house. We need to buy this. We need to buy that. And one day I went into prayer and I heard the Holy Ghost tell me, I want you to sow the whole partner draw. And I was like, excuse me, pardon? He said, I want you to sow the whole partner draw. I said, all of it, God. He said, all of it. I want you to sow the whole partner draw. Now, I knew I'd heard the voice of God. But what you have to remember, me and my wife was in the partner. Me and my wife was in. So I've got to now explain to my wife what God has told me to do with our money. So I said, baby, I just heard from God. And he told me, we need to sell the partner drill. And she said, all of it. And I said, baby, all of it. And being a wife that she's in agreement, we sold that partner drill. We gave money when we didn't have it. That was all we had. And we were left with nothing. We went through a season of barrenness. It got to a point where I actually thought, I mean, did God really speak to me? I'm being honest with you. But the return I got from that, how God worked his way in the coming months and turn some things around, and the return I got from that, unbelievable. There's another time where he told me to sow again, and every time he told me to sow a big seed, it's always when that's all I've got, because God wants a sacrifice and God is testing our obedience. So just like he went to Zarephath and he went to a widow, and you've got to remember, in the law of the Lord, listen, we're not supposed, widows we're not supposed to get from widows. Widows are supposed to depend upon us. We're supposed to look after the widows and the fatherless. All through the Old Testament, you see that streak. Look after, remember the widows, remember the fatherless. So we as ministers and we as God's chosen people and God's men of God and God's women of God, we're supposed to look after the widows. The priests are supposed to look after the widows and fatherless. But now we hear a man of God saying, you've got to provide for me. So this woman now, the next season of your life is going to take a sacrifice, going to take a step of faith. And the Bible says, as he was entering to the city, the woman was right there. And she was right there at the right time. Listen, God, when God speaks, move with God. In the season that we're in, God is saying, move with me. Don't move with man. Many times we've been moving with a denomination and we've been moving with man. We've been moving with man's agenda, what man wants to do. And God is saying, that season is over. I'm going to say it again. God is saying, that season of your life is over. God is saying, I don't want you to move with the crowd. I want you to move with the cloud. Oh my God. I'm going to say it again. God is saying, I don't want you to move with the crowd. I want you to move with the cloud. The Bible says when the cloud encamped, then the people of Israel encamped. When the cloud moved, then the people of Israel moved. Listen, we've got to move with the Spirit. The wind bloweth where it will. And so is everyone is born of the Spirit. God is saying, I want you to move with me. So God said, listen, I need to go, I need to see this effort. And at that moment in time, as he's moved in and listened to the voice of God, there is the woman right there. And she had to use her faith. So listen to me, sometimes God is speaking to you and God is speaking to someone else. And God is saying, listen, I need you to do this for this person. And when everybody is listening to the voice of God and walking in obedience, let me tell you something now, miracles can take place. And the Bible says she's just got enough for her and her son. But God is saying to this woman, I need you to step out in faith. Every time God wants us to make a move, it's going to take faith. We've got to learn from our father Abraham. Amen. Abraham, I'm with Abraham. Leave your father's house. Go to a place you don't even know. And sometimes God is saying, I need you to go to a place that you don't even know about. But yet still, you know that God is calling you and God is moving you. Amen. And sometimes moving feels uncomfortable. Oh my God. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes moving feels uncomfortable. But God didn't call us to comfort. Look at the lives of the prophets. Look at the lives of the men of God and the women of God throughout the Bible. Many people get into this place of uncomfortableness, if that's even a word, and they think that God has not called them there. Listen to me. God did not call us for our comfort. He called us for the kingdom. Amen. So you may be in a place where, listen to me, all you're eating is pasta and dry rice. And you're saying, God, when are you going to provide for me? Well, he is providing for you, but he's not providing what you want. Amen. He's providing what you need. He's giving you water. He may not be giving you Coca-Cola, but you have what you need. What I'm saying, there'll be seasons in your life where you are going to be uncomfortable. But just as long as you know you're in the presence of God and in the will of God. It didn't feel comfortable for Jonah when he told him to go to Nineveh, the most evil city on the planet. It did not feel comfortable for him, and he had to learn the hard way. God is saying, I need you to be direct and I need you to be real, because our youth are dying out there and they're looking for something real. I speak to many young people on the road, and listen to me, they're looking for the real. They're not looking for hypocrisy. They can see through hypocrisy. They can see through religion. They want something tangible. They're looking for the anointing. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke, and it's the anointing that lifts the burdens. And our young people are looking for the real. So God is looking for some people that are going to be straight up and speak the word in season and out of season. They're not going to compromise. They're going to tell it like it is. Amen. Like it or lump it. Whether they hate it, like, dislike, whether the church empties out. Amen. You've got to be prepared for your church to empty out, because you're speaking the truth in love. You got to be prepared. He didn't call us to comfort. And men of God and women of God need to know this. And some people, they want to go this country, they want to go that country, they want to go foreign, they want to go here, because life is nice. And listen to me, there's some people, you might see them on TV, and you might see them here and there, and it might look like life is good, but God is saying, I'm not with them, because they're not preaching my word. I'm sorry to look at, I'm not looking at no one in particular, but God is saying to me, the people that we're looking for, God is saying, I need you to look to me. What have I told you to do? Because there's too many copycats out there. And God is looking for genuine articles. God don't make, listen to me, like copycats. God don't deal with copycats. God deals with originals. That's why we don't look like no one else. You don't sound like no one else. And he don't want you to try and sound like anyone else. God wants to give you a voice. Amen. He wants to give you a voice so you can affect the nation. Elisha had not been seen, not been heard of, but he turned up in 1 Kings chapter 17 and he spoke a word and he said, there's not going to be no rain except by my word. No rain and no dew except by my word. And he disappeared. So who is this man? Where did he come from? You know where he was? He was in the presence of God. He was in the word of God. He was in the seeker place. He was hearing for God. He was building his relationship with the Lord. And when it comes on the scene, God is looking for some men of God that when he brings on the scene, some men he's had hidden, his hand has been upon him, like David, amen, in the sheepfold of with his father's sheep, amen, practicing the presence of God, killing the lions and killing the bears in secret. Many people want to be seen. God is saying there's some people that have in training in secret.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.